eager to have it come to America.
Yes.
She's in India. Maybe she was driven there.
Okay, well. Obviously. Oh, I found this from Assistant Director of Exhibitions, Alice Tilley, Director of Exhibitions, as a consultant. And he reports to me, you know, what all the shows that he's working, that he's working out, and where he's sending them and asking me for advice about others. And making plans to supply the Gibbs Gallery with about 60 watercolors and oils for the period of October 19th as requested and so on. And Parker says it's worth a good show. And then he, I'm coming out again to see him a few days later
who
to check on it.
He's
the young guy who took over. I trained him for some months. S.F. Crowfoot.
S.F. Crowfoot.
C-R-O-F-U-T. He was young, and he's the one who subsequently started the first Artmobile down in Richmond, Virginia, which had nothing to do with the project.
No. Southern boy? Virginia? Richmond?
No, he doesn't come from... I don't know where he comes from. I don't remember. I have some personal letters from him. He sent me a love card once.
The only interest is that this would, for example...
Well, this is the project. He continued with the exhibitions from with me and then completely on his own and did a very good job. And he says Parker liked what he did and so on.
Mm-hmm.
He reported to Parker. Nobody reported to Eddie. Now, here's something that I came across that stunned me. I don't know what all happened, but evidently the project was dead or dying. And in May of, no, May 17th, I wrote for help. The original letter is in NR file. This is a copy. I have the original letter in the Rockefeller file. You may have heard the persistent rumors regarding the possible dissolution of the Federal Arts Project. Am I on?
Yes, you are.
I don't want to waste this.
Go ahead.
It's long, though. Do you mind?
Not at all.
Federal Arts Project as an unimportant part of the WPA program. Although I have no connection with it now, I feel, like many others, that the project has been the greatest single factor nationally in developing the present high quality and enthusiasm in native art. I feel, too, that it would be a great tragedy to kill this remarkable impetus. Very bad English. To say nothing of the many artists throughout the country who would be homeless and or hungry. Early next week, the Congressional Committee will meet for a final discussion regarding the art project. Of course, those directly concerned will put up a fight to convince the committee that the project must continue. However, there are no politicians in the art group, and most congressmen find no voting returns among the long-haired dreamers. Mr. Cale, as director of the Federal Art Project, will hardly be an effective witness if he is to appear with his personal and official interest in the project. The sum involved is so small relatively in the large WPA program, although it will be hard to convince the committee that this country is getting back more than the investment, as proved by the extraordinary results in the easel, the mural, sculpture, Index of American Design, Princess, one of the greatest contributions in our history. That's Ruth Reeves, I credit. The teaching and the Federal Gallery projects. I'm sure that Mr. Roosevelt's address for the Historic Museum of Modern Art opening had very little effect on congressmen.